For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. The flood of October 2015 brought destruction and misery to many South Carolinians. But scientists who deal with water studies measured some flood effects that went unnoticed by most. Bruce Campbell, a hydrologist with the United States Geological Survey, said the state was in a drought before the flood.
There's been generally less rainfall, less stream flows. The stream flows have been down since 1998. So if you go back that far, some people would say we're still in that drought.
Hydrologist Alex Butler of the South Carolina Department of Natural Resources studied levels of South Carolina's aquifers, or underground water supplies, and agreed with Campbell's assessment.
In general, the aquifers had dropped from highs in the 90s. The 90s were pretty wet, and we dry out in the early 2000s, and then we never really recovered out of that drought. So in general, the aquifer levels had declined since the 90s.
The aquifers in the state's coastal plain, essentially from the Midlands to the sea, feed many streams and rivers, Butler said. So low aquifers can pose dangers to fish populations and farm irrigation, as well as to towns that depend on streams and rivers for their water supplies, the hydrologist said.
Decreases in stream flow, groundwater discharging to the streams. In the lower coastal plain, that is where we have a large number of people rely on groundwater for their water supply. So the main impact of the drought is this reduction in recharge to the aquifer system, and that can reduce the amount of water that ends up being discharged to the streams. That can add another layer of stress upon the aquifer system.
Butler said scientists actually detected a positive effect from the 2015 flood.
The major effect we've seen was an increase in groundwater recharge. So that's an increase in the volume of water that actually makes it to these aquifer systems. And most of that is seen in the upper coastal plain, or kind of the Sandhills region, because that area is predominantly where we get our major recharge. It's sandy soils, the water can easily penetrate it and move down. So what we saw was a large increase in the recharge for 2015, and that resulted in higher levels in our groundwater wells. That is a good thing.
Campbell saw the same silver lining, but added caution to the news.
I think there's a definite response. I'm sure overall there's more groundwater available from those events, but it's probably a little bit of a short-term event. So it has some effect, but again, probably not a long-term effect.
Butler explained why the flood's recharge or refill, though positive, could have been better.
Because there's kind of a limit on the amount that the soil can take in at one time. That consistent rain is really what is good for recharging the aquifer. When you have these large rain events, at some point the soil becomes saturated and the water just can't move down fast enough. The soil just cannot absorb anymore.
Butler said the refilled aquifers were also good for people who depend on wells for their water.
Because most private wells, individual households, they are screened in one of the shallower aquifers.
Shallow aquifers are ones close to the surface, Butler explained.
And the shallower your aquifer is, the more response we saw from the large rainfall events. So there was definitely a recharge in those aquifers, and that's definitely a benefit to most areas of the state.
The hydrologists agreed that the recharge of the aquifers was a silver lining to the flood, but they also agreed that the cost of the flood far outweighed this benefit. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.